Sunday.
Sunday, because I just I ate food last night, passed out, woke up 9 in the morning. So about thought I don't even know what the hell I was saying. I apologize for that again, but we'll do this. Did you even get the number?
Yeah.
What?
It's gonna be.
You didn't get it.
165.
Wow, you've named 162 twice.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Oh, I got a little joke.
Let's hear it.
So, stop me if you've heard the joke before. Actually, don't stop me because, you know, maybe they do. So, there's these three women, and they passed away, and they go up, and they do all this thing, blah, blah, but then they all get into heaven. But before they go in, before the gates open, St. Peter's like, listen, we don't really, there's this really one important rule. You know, there's not really much rule, but there's one very important one. Do not step on a duck. And the women are like, okay, don't step. The gates open. There's fucking ducks everywhere. Just fucking flooded with ducks. And these women are like, you know, and it doesn't take long. The first one steps on a duck. And here comes St. Peter with some just horrid looking man. Just an absolute just pig. And he changed the man to the woman. And she's like, and he's like, I told you, it was a rule. You don't step on a duck ever. And if you do, you spend eternity with just a beast of a man that attached to you. And she's like, ah. So the two other women saw this. And, you know, they're being real careful at this point. And, you know, but, you know, time passes. And the second one, boom, steps on a duck. And here comes the same thing. St. Peter coming with just this man that no one would ever look at twice. And straps the man to the woman and she's here for eternity. So the third woman is just being just awfully careful. She is being just watching every step she takes. And, you know, time passes and she sees St. Peter coming. And he's got just a stud. Drop dead gorgeous man with him. And he straps the man to the woman. And she's thinking to herself, she says, I don't know what I did to deserve this, but I could definitely do this for eternity. And the guy goes, well, I don't know what you fucking did, but I stepped on a duck. That's funny. That's a funny joke.
Hilarious.
Come on, that's a funny joke. She thought she won a prize, and the guy, she was that beast. You know what I mean? She was that beast. That's a funny fucking joke. Now, speaking of that beast, though, we just talking about it. You got these sisters. First of all, just, you agreed, 1,000-pound sisters. Now, this is together, but one of them looks like she may be, like, 2,000. This bitch is fucking gross. And this, who? Like, we're supposed, like, we can't just tell it like it is. Don't they say, you know, if it, you just gotta tell, like, these women are not attractive to anybody.
The one sister's married.
She's, oh my god, she's married to who? Some dude that needs his green card?
No!
Stop.
They might be divorced now, but...
Because it was probably for the show. This dude wanted to be famous, so he fucking popped the question to the 600-pound one instead of the fucking... the other just Goliath of an individual. Now, it's because what happens if... Let's just say there's a fire in the house. There's no way. What do you do?
I mean, the one is trying to lose weight. She had surgery.
All right.
The last time I watched it, in a while. Yeah.
Like, what kind of surgery? Just
like
just
bypass? Or
a bypass? I would agree she probably did have a bypass. Her heart's not working well. Yeah, she definitely had surgery, I would say. Yeah, she had a bypass. Bypass what? You can't. You can't be that fat and have these surgeries, I didn't think.
She lost weight.
Did she go to Mexico or something to get it done?
No, she... I haven't watched it in a while.
Because she can't just... Even if she loses weight, you have now stretched out your skin to a point where, like, who can afford this? You know how many plastic surgeries it's going to be to just remove skin and to lap band her gut? Because your appetite doesn't go away. Like, they're like, oh, we lap band it, so you eat a cracker and you're not, but, like, they're not normal.
Yeah, but eventually your appetite will go away.
But that should happen normally, right? You shouldn't, like, so they're already got a higher appetite limit than most, right? Most people eat a meal, they're like, I'm good, right? They're not asking for, like, whole pizzas. This bitch asked for like a whole one. Sat it on her gut and ate it. And then the next scene was like crying that she's not getting the help she needs. It's like, what help? What help do you need? Besides, like, maybe a bullet.
That's rude.
That's
not
rude?
Easy for everyone.
Which part?
To lose weight.
No.
Because you eat a shit ton of food.
Okay.
You just are lucky that
no.
you have a high metabolism.
Okay, sure. But it's not easy for anyone to be over, fuck, to be 900 pounds. That takes work and determination and effort. You don't just pop a fucking hamburger from fucking McDonald's and you're 900 fucking pounds. Literally, this woman's chin meets her chest, her chin. But it's not her chin. It's this extra, because once your body has to start finding other places to just put it all, it just turns into fat.
Yeah.
And then you see these people, you're beyond. And now we put a TV camera. They think they're just being made fun of. This is not good, right? No one thought, who's watching this shit? Who's watching this shit?
I mean, I've watched it.
Oh my, yeah, probably just like I used to watch Cops before it got canceled. You feel better about yourself when you see these fucking disgusting, just maniac people, right? You ever want to feel bad? You ever feel bad? Just watch some Cops. But maybe in your case, just watch some 900-pound broad fucking eat chips and... I watched her one. It's hilarious watching one huge woman just be able to make fun of another huger woman. Because she was like, oh, no.
She does make fun of her a lot.
Because the one looks like maybe she's taking steps.
She
took the TLC show, took that money. She's taking steps to not be a fucking monster, a blob. You can't even differentiate any of it. It's just one. It's the orb, but orbs are, I don't consider orbs big. It's like a fucking, she's a rhombus.
She's a
Am I saying that correct? Does a rhombus have to do with a circle? I don't fucking know. She's got a hypotenuse.
She's a bigger girl, yeah.
She's not a bigger girl. She's a fucking fat hog.
That's rude. You don't have to call people rude names.
Okay. Well, because calling her a bigger girl, and like there's bigger girls that, I'd be offended if I was one of those bigger girls and you're lumping her in the pile. You can't do that. She's got to be in her own
pile. Well, you can't
she
call
is a pile.
Fat hogs. That's rude.
I don't just call people fat
That's
hogs.
That's rude.
Okay. That is rude. But maybe, I don't know, someone should have said this at like 300. Someone at 600. Should have been like, you know, how do you even serve these people? If this woman came into a Burger King I was working at, I'd be like, unfortunately, ma'am, no, we can't. I am doing you a favor here. You can't. You can't slam a fucking eight and a nine and then be like, oh, it's Diet Coke. They fooled themselves into thinking Diet Coke is somehow going to like just take everything they just put in and, I don't know, wipe
Less
it away.
Calories.
Less calories. That's what she said. She was eating like a bag of chips. So she was like, she said, low calorie. She and her sister was like, I don't mean no calorie. Just bazing, boom, roasted. You know? Because what do you want to do? I think they made up some, like, fantastical story about how they were going to use the money they got off, like, something for surgery, and then that was proven they didn't do that. I think they had started, like, a GoFundMe because the one bitch was going to die or something.
How is she even this
old? This is just kudos to modern medicine because this is not a thing. This would not be a thing. It wouldn't be a thing. I don't think. How fat do you think people got back in the day? How obese? Obesity was probably
not that big.
This is why the charts that they have for children, especially, they're like, your child is 50 pounds. He's obese.
But also, it was very
because we
got to
update
those
charts.
Because, like, you had to. Like, it was a horse and carriage.
What about, like, early 19th century? Or early 20th century? You know what I mean? We're talking about, it wasn't just horses and carriages, but, I mean, there was big, the people eating all the time. That wasn't a thing back in the day for a lot of people, you know what I mean? And they didn't have all the shit they have now, I will say that.
Yeah, like, easiness of it.
Yeah, because, you know, Coca-Cola, now it's just making people lard, and back in the day, it probably got you hip, hopped up. You drank a Coke, and you were like, I'm going to go for a walk or something, you know? Now you drink Coke, you're like, oh, God, I'm kind of tired. Because they had to take out, you know? They said, oh, caffeine, but caffeine. I don't know if... I've never been, like, jittery from caffeine. You got people that are like, whoa, I drank half a Red Bull when I was... I didn't go to bed. Like, yeah, wow. How was hipped up by you on the caffeine, my lord? It's like people with Adderall. You ever heard someone that says they take an Adderall and they're like, I painted my house. You're like, geez. So you did it. Because if you've taken an Adderall and it doesn't do anything, like that's a sign that you need
Adderall. Probably need Adderall.
But you don't need, how does something that makes others so fucking hyper calm the hyper down? That's a weird thing.
It is a weird thing.
It's like anti-venom. It works against what?
Yeah.
But no, yeah, I mean, the government pharmacies would know how to, or not pharmacies, but big pharma know how to do this. They just make the purest drugs and people just get fucked. And they have to go to the dirty drugs. Why don't you just make the dirty drugs clean drugs and just call it a day? You already do, you just call them different names. You know, I don't know if there is anything that's supposed to normally get you, well, because they're like we were saying, whatever, I'm supposed to calm those fuckers down that need it. You know, it's like, is there any drug that's like purposely designed to like, get you a little hoppity hippity up in that stepper? Is anyone just like, I need energy, and they're like, take this pill? And people are just fucking geek to the gills, and they don't know it because they feel fucking great?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because that's really what like, a lot of those things do is, you know, you, even if you take like the painkillers, you know, you feel all right, and then you take this thing, and you're like, holy shit. Like, you're on a different, it's crazy. And then that's how, and then people get, and they want to blame the drug companies and big pharma for all this, the epidemic and all these people hooked on pills and heroin. It's like, stop it. It's not their fault. How is it big pharma's fault that they made some fucking super clean drug for, and then you just took it too much? You know what I'm saying? How's it their fault? Should they have never made it? And just, you just sit in pain or you?
No, I think it's like the fact that like, a lot of people probably got over-prescribed them.
Well, that's not big pharma,
they should have started something, like, smaller.
I think that is what happened. Because like, the doctors are the ones...
need to be that intense of a dosage.
Sure, but these people just keep coming back because either they are really in pain or they've now become addicted. Because I will say you can't let their... Because they were saying that it wasn't addictive at all.
Right.
You know, they were telling... But the doctors should have seen this, right? How can it not be addictive? How can it... How can it not be addictive? It's an opioid. There's only one way that can go. You've taken an opioid and you remove the addiction aspect of it. You can't. You're making people feel incredible. That's what happens. You can't say, but the doctor's just like, oh, you know, people come in like, oh, I got back pain or after a surgery. And then it just goes nuts.
Yeah.
But the pharmacist too, it's like, my God, this dude just came in for a 50 of like oxys a week ago, not even.
Well, he's coming back with another one? Why it's more common in like smaller.
Well, no, it's not. No.
I think they're like more lax on it.
On what?
Like giving that much away.
That's unbelievable. A smaller what?
Just like a smaller like.
Because.
Like town or.
Sure. That's how the meth. You know, that's why we gotta get fucking. We go to buy a cough syrup and they're like, we need an ID. Because these fucking meth heads were just ripping through fucking these little towns and just stealing all their shit. But the fact that these pharmacists were just like, oh, you know, here you go. The doctor said, I guess, because stealing a doctor's pad now, or for quite a while, that's illegal. That's like a felony to steal a doctor's. But are we saying that the doctor's scribble scrabble is so bad that you could just steal their pad, just 100 oxys, and then just scribble a name in the pharmacist is like,
but like the pharmacist doesn't know the doctor, they're probably just seeing the pad. It's like,
exactly,
Wilson Hospital.
Yeah, or yeah, exactly right. They just see, they're like, well, this checks out.
Yeah,
you know, like, come on. And the guy checks out. Jesus Christ. But no, those women are they're monstrosities. They really are. They're really monstrosities. It's just...
We were past that.
I had to go back to it. Because it just reminded me. Because they're definitely... Someone give them some meth. Let's see what happens. Probably heart will fucking explode.
Maybe.
Their heart's already gonna explode. Because that shit is working double, maybe even triple time. 900-pound one? That shit's... It's not even getting any blood to her feet anymore. Her feet are purple. Oh my god. Listen to this. So I was watching... it's way off topic. I'm done talking about those heifers. But, remember the movie Braveheart?
I don't think I've ever watched it.
Well, yeah, nah, it doesn't make sense to you to watch it. But, first of all, it's wildly inaccurate, but there was the son of the king. They let on that he was a little hee-haw, a little, you know?
Okay.
And I guess what happened to that dude in real life, because in real life, I think he was... It was his wife or something. It's like she was like, yay! And the whole town was like, we can't have that.
Hey, Braveheart was based on a...
No! He was just a character in it. Braveheart was not based on a gay guy.
No.
You think Braveheart's based on a fucking pinky fucking
lever? That's the movie. Was it like real people?
Yeah, it was real fucking people.
Okay.
No, I'm talking about fake people here.
This one.
Anyway... This is how brutal it was back in the day. You know, leaps and bounds have been made from the acceptance of gay. Honestly, you know? Because it seems like it was accepted for the people, and then all of a sudden it turned into, I don't know.
Because religion became a thing.
But religion's always been a thing. It's been a thing since, you know, the Anunnaki came down here and made people.
But go on, with you.
So his name was Edward II. This dude. He's convicted of being gay. And you know how they... To die! Death. You know how they killed this motherfucker?
How?
They poured molten silver into his ass. Can you even... First of all, the sickness of the people to even... Who's the cheek spreader? Who's the molten guy? In his ass. How barbaric. These are people. And this wasn't that long ago. It was long ago, but not that long ago. You know what I mean? What a way to go. What a way to go.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Yeah. For fucking liking it in the ass. He got molten silver poured in his bung. In his bunghole. Oh my goodness. I'd puke just being there. That just shows how the level of violence and just these people, like,
yeah.
I'd throw up. I wouldn't even, like, who's the guy that's just okay? Like, you hate gays that much that you're just, like, you're willing to put away, like, who stood there? Like, this guy must have been, you know what I'm saying? Like, writhing. I don't know. He might have just died, like.
He might have died in
not instantly.
Like,
he definitely. Not hot. Like, molten. Like, it is liquid now. After melting in, oh my goodness, that's awful.
Yeah, that's rough.
No, the gay sex he was having was rough. That shit is fucking beyond. That's beyond. The ways they would just murder people back in the day, there was people that was like, that was their job. Just come up with another way to brutally murder someone for, I don't know, stealing, or for saying something about the king. Or don't you dare say anything about God back in the day, you would be beheaded on the spot. You'd be beheaded on the spot. You couldn't. Blasphemy is the number one thing you can, like, that's the number one sin. They never really say it. I watched a thing about, but it is. It's the number one sin that you can do. Blasphemy. Yeah, that's crazy, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, that's the number one thing. That's unbelievable.
That is, yeah.
Like, that's unbelievable. Because... We have other things we gotta be worried about. But this dude ain't worried about that. He really ain't. He's worried about you loving unconditionally. And just having, you know, love me, and like, you don't even... People have told themselves that God loves... No, he fucking doesn't. Whatever made... What made you think this? That he loves us. Okay.
Right. I don't know.
What do you mean, no? What do you think? What do you want to... go to a place where... Yeah, you know... They don't even... No, I'm going to get in. It's ridiculous. But this guy got... Yeah, no. This shit was brutal back in the day. It was, and the further back you go, the more brutal it got.
Yeah.
Just ridiculous. You ever heard of the movie 300? Sparta?
Yeah.
The Spartans? So in Sparta, you'd have a child with a woman, and that child was immediately considered like the property of the state. You were just the caretaker. You were like the babysitter. It was not yours. It was Swagger's. How insane. That's like, it's now like the disconnect. I think this is something that, you know, they always talk about that father in law, and like how it's like now guys get credit just for like hugging their kid. They're like, whoa, he's doing it's that's crazy, you know? The little things that men do now that people are like, he is a good dad. It's like, he fucking took him to the park. Like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
That's crazy. You got guys that aren't with the mother anymore, which, again, I don't think that it's like, what are you going to do? Just be miserable with each other for the kid's sake? That's silly.
Like, that is silly.
But you're not a good father if you just show up when it's like convenient, you know?
Mm-hmm.
She's throwing a birthday party and you're arguing about if you even need to be there because you're going to do something with, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But again, it's like, I don't want to fucking, I guess, but these little things that these men do that now is being celebrated. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Because I don't think you're a bad father just because you're not with the mother. You know?
No.
But it's looked at that way. You're leaving the kid. I'm not leaving the fucking kid. It's just, you know, I can't be around her. And most times than not, she's going to, like, have him or her most of the time, right?
I mean, unless you got a really good co-parenting.
Yeah, but that's not a thing, right? It can't be.
Sure is.
Co-parenting is when you're together still. You're co-parenting together. You can't co-parent when neither of you are around each other ever. Because, like, this even, if, like, let's say she tells the kid that he can't do something, you're like, well, I don't agree, and we're not together anymore, so fuck that, right?
Well, that's where co-parenting would be on the same page still.
Well, you're not on the same page. You're not even in the book
anymore.
Well,
it comes down to the kid should be on the same page.
Sure, but, like, dad's like, hey, it sounds silly, like, you know. Oh, I don't give them chocolate after 7 o'clock at night. Like, you're gonna, you know, co-parent that?
Yeah, you'll talk about it.
Stop. Yeah, you should talk about it. You should be like, I disagree. I'll give a chocolate pie at 10 at night. I don't give a fuck. You know, fuck it. I don't care what you say anymore because I hate you. And I fucking, we had a kid together. How many? You guys, like, how stupid. How stupid. It just shows how fickle. Most people, I would assume at least that they loved each other before a kid. You know what I mean? I would assume. Maybe not so much.
Yeah.
But I would at least assume. Love each other. And now can't even stand inside each other. Some people can't even like go to the pickup point. They gotta like work out something because what? You can't literally, what are you, fucking hacksaw? Like you just take an axe to him if you see him again?
I mean, some people have.
No, it has happened. I know, but that's fucking insane. That's insane. Like, I don't think you should have a child in your custody if you can't even see the father or mother of that child to pick them up. The courts need to get on this. You know what I mean? This is ridiculous. Oh, we need to send some third party because you guys, the disdain and hate? Oh, he's a kid. Because every time you see that kid, you're just going to, you know?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Some people are, how do we get to this point? How do you get to this point?
I don't know, but I'm assuming that they're not thinking that they're going to end up hating the other person.
Of course. No one. I would. But maybe people should at least keep the option in mind, right?
Well,
like,
yeah,
no one's at the wedding. Like, you know, one day it could be. But, I mean, you're going so strong in one direction and you're just completely disregarding that there could be the opposite reaction to that. You know?
Yeah, because you don't want to think that there could be...
Hey.
Yep.
Hey, 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 hey,
yeah.
I mean, no, of course, but, you know, well, we do a little thinking. Some of these people be like, oh, yeah, we're pregnant in 3 months. And you're like, you're 3 months pregnant. How did we get here? You know? How in the world? And, like, of course you are, duh. Anyone that says in the beginning... First 6 months, and they tell you how, like, blissful and happy they are. Of course you are. You're both lying to each other, and you're fucking... That's what it is. You're not being real around each other. And then, you know, once it wears, then the real sides of both people come out, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then you got, next thing you know, here we are. Fucking hating each other, but still, oh, God, the kid. The kid? You're gonna fucking murder-suicide. The kid's gonna have nobody. You know? Fuck. I know what got me there. Jesus Christ. Oh, I was talking about, because it's part of the kids with the property of the state. They were like, and I was talking about how, like, no, dads get to look too much like they do, you know? I said, put your phone away. That's the other thing, too. Both of you, put your fucking phone away, too. Shows a lot how much you care when you can't get, you can't, everything's got to be on your phone and not just on your phone. It's got to go out to all your friends and, hey, look, fucking John, me went down the slide today. It's like, okay, like, and you got people like, oh my God, this is so nice. This is such a good moment. It's like, wow. What we have fallen to, what we think is just, we are so low now. We hold things that just shit, just normal things. We're like, that's a beautiful moment. It's like, that's a beautiful moment?
Yeah. You gotta take it the little
dinner for the family. Oh my God, they made dinner. You know?
Beautiful moment.
What?
Beautiful moment.
I still didn't understand you.
Beautiful moment.
Listen, no. Making dinner for your children is not a beautiful moment.
It's a nice family memory.
No.
Yeah.
What is the picture? The video? The video? Because mom made some ham steaks and rice-a-roni? Come on.
Nice core memory.
But that's not a memory. People say that. You know, you have these people buying cloud space now because they, God forbid, they delete one video or picture. How is this? You're telling me the phone's memory has no more room because you cannot get rid of a picture. Because pictures are not memories. I don't give a fuck what people say. It's a moment. It happened. It was caught.
Yeah, but then you can look at that picture.
And not remember where the... No, you can't. Not every picture. Not every picture.
Most of them.
No. Most of them? No. You'll be like... You'll look at the picture like, where were we? Come on. You're like, I don't even know where I was in that picture. It looks great, but... Or you look at the picture like, oh, yeah, I fucking... You know what happened right after that, and you remember something, and you're like, oh, yeah,
I'm lots of memory.
If it even got that far. You can't. You can't have this. Your brain is... You can't see every picture. Like, oh, you know? Some people don't have pictures of... It's just like the sky. They don't know where the fuck that... That's why I had to start putting the date on them, because people didn't know what the fuck they... They're just like, what is it? Why did I even take this? And now... Now it's videos. This is not memories. You could show an old dementia person a video and they'll be like, they won't even have memories. That's not a memory. You know what memory is? Remember and you're like, oh yeah. Like, just, you didn't need it, you know? You just like, someone says something, you're like,
well, have you?
I mean, last week you were like, oh, when I smell something, it's the number. Memories not that.
So, yeah, that's for sure.
So they should just make something in the phone that's not even a picture. You just fucking, you know, smell from that day and like,
also, I asked mom about the incense, and she said she's never done that.
Never done what? Burned incense? What the? What? How many? Stop it. Mom said she never burned incense.
She said not like you're saying it all the time.
Not like I'm saying
it. Yeah, because you said she did it all the time, and I said candles.
Listen,
mom
she
said you're a liar.
Would go into the little hippie spot, get some patchouli and incense, and then she'd spark an incense. Now... I'm not saying she's like some voodoo witch doctor. She got 10 incenses going at the same time in every room. That's about how you were like. You're like, oh yeah, you had incense burning in every room.
No.
That's probably how you said it. What do you mean no?
I said that.
Now our mother's denying burning incense. That's hilarious. What a laughing moment.
You're a liar.
How am I a liar? I'm the liar? Yeah. I'm the liar because our mother has denied burning incense. And you took a story that I said and then you probably blew it way out of proportion. Probably didn't remember half of it.
No, I didn't.
You probably was like, hey, mom, that's the time you burn incense. Once more, go out, you burn them. And she's like, no, I didn't do that. He's a fucking liar. That's not what I said last time. So.
No, you said that she used to burn incense all the time.
Wow.
And I said no.
Okay.
And she said no.
Yeah, you're like, mom, you didn't, right? No. I said you didn't. So, and mom's probably like,
yeah. Telling mom's just saying things.
She was probably like, oh, I didn't hear after she said. She just heard, like, you burn all the time. And mom's like, sure, no, he's a liar. I did it. Yeah, exactly. No. Exactly right. What?
No.
What? No, what?
What's on your
face? You know what else I hear? This is what I don't understand. Wait, hold on. No, this is what I don't understand. Actually, real quick, shout out to my boy Gilgamesh and Enki. They were just out there getting it. Maybe, I mean, who knows? There's, you know, the whole Noah story. This is a Sumerian Anunnaki story that Enki was the one that told. I forget the fucker's name too. But he told him. He was like, listen, there's some motherfuckers that don't want you to be around anymore, and they're gonna do some cataclysm. I'm fucking warning you that you gotta build this fucking goddamn boat, and you gotta, you know, because even the animal thing. It's some people are like, well, you know, the boat, it couldn't even be big enough to fit all the animals on it. It's like, but what animals? And now maybe if you think about the animals, maybe it wasn't animals in the physical form. Maybe it was just like, you know, they're...
Well, they're all babies.
That, yeah, sure. But some animals are still, you know, humongous when they're babies, you know?
Yeah.
And how do you keep them fighting each other? How do you keep the... Do they ever explain that? Like, how did he control these animals? How did Noah, while building this huge ark, have the time to just go catch a couple, you know, Sumatran tigers and a couple elephants? And because even the Great Flood, they talk about it. Every culture or civilization talks about it, but it's just.
Or he just had all their DNA.
Yeah, that's what some people say. That could have been what it was. It wasn't the animals, it was just the DNA. Because you wouldn't have to have the fish or any of that, right? Because they're safe. It's just a great flood, great deluge, you know?
Yeah.
But no birds, why would you need that? You know, like, the birds can just fly. They don't need, you know, they just gotta find a tree and land on it. They don't need birds.
You know? What about the land birds? Can you take no land birds?
Land birds? Ostrich? Yeah, of course you
birds
have
birds that can't
to.
Fly. Like
penguins? Why do you need penguins? Oh, they do need land to like sit land on, you know, because they can't swim forever.
Yeah.
But an ostrich, maybe a, what's the other one? A fucking cassowary.
Chickens can't fly.
That's the thing though. Is I don't even know chickens. Chickens are.
They're loose. Can they fly?
An emu? No, they can't. That's like an emu. I don't know.
So you just said fuck the land birds.
No, they're still around, aren't they? They fucking had to a corral dump somehow. I don't know if you had some magical power over them, but this dude lived to be almost 400 years old. Did you know that?
Wow.
Noah, yeah.
Wow.
There's a lot of old motherfuckers in the Bible, and then all of a sudden it just, like, kind of stopped. It was, like, these dynasties.
Maybe
it's
unrealistic that someone could live 400 years old.
Or that, you know, something was like, yeah, these people are fucking... We can't let them live forever, can we? But I don't know if everyone did. I just think certain ones did. Because I think, like, Moses was dumb old, too. And, you know, Moses is the only person that God ever buried himself. Wow. He did
the... He's nasty.
Well, no.
So why did he bury him?
No. Well, because he never told anybody where he buried him either. And all the people were like, where'd you put him? And he was like, no, I can't tell you. Can't tell you why I did that. Because he was a fucking afraid that people would pilgrimage to Moses' gravesite and they would fucking start worshiping and they would start maybe, you know, not having all the worship for him.
He's very egotistical.
Hello? Because even, you know, the book of Enoch, I've talked about it. Enoch just walked away with God. He didn't die. He never died. He just got, God was just like, I guess, like, come with me. I don't know. I don't know what ever happened to him. Maybe he killed him. He could have lured him in and just said, you're fucking writing shit that I can't, you know, have out. Because, what do you mean, damn? You're out here just like, wow, damn. Like, oh, jeez.
I don't know.
Well, just remember that when the Anunnaki come back. Just like, wow.
I'm like, damn. I'm like,
are you that? You the Anunnaki? Are you the one? Damn. Oh, shit. Where's Enki at?
Exactly.
I don't even know. He fucking probably don't want to be around anybody. But he was the one that wanted us, so he might. Maybe that's the C.
Achy? Yes.
Your achy, breaky heart. Maybe.
It's Enki, not achy.
Enki. You're getting him mixed up with Inca, do that ass! And it is the first city ever. You know the first city ever? You know what it's called? Eridu, that ass. It was called Eridu, that ass. And Enki was the ruler of it. I'm pretty sure he was the first.
Wait, the ass was there?
Yes, it's called Eridu the ass. But now think of it. They always talk, oh, the war to end all wars, the apocalypse, you know, good and evil. Maybe the evil. Maybe these are differing opinions from the extraterrestrial beings that made us. Because they tried to put a lot of, you know, that, you know, the devil and Enki. Because there was a story about Enki being, his like symbol was like the serpent. And what does the serpent do? There's so many things that are in the Bible, the Old Testament, that literally just come from this story. Or whatever you want to call it. Legend. Because it's weird how some things are, that's fairy tale, legend, you know. And other things are like, this is the book of God. What are you talking about? This book was, you know.
Yeah.
So, but it's not. No one calls it a historical book. But I think some believers of the religion do. But not of Christianity and Catholicism. It can't be historical if you have to interpret it yourself. That you don't have to interpret historical things. That's what happened. So they're not, you don't read like a, you know, you don't read a book about Napoleon and they're like, how'd you interpret that? No, this is what happened. It's not up to interpretation. That's crazy. That's a crazy thing to say. But now it opens, that rule opens the door for so many different things that it's like, that's, we can't have that, you know? You can interpret something different than I do, and then what? You do something that I perceive as not good, and you're like, well, I read this passage right here. How did you interpret it? Because I interpreted it like, and then we have a conflict of whatever. I don't even know. We can't have that. Can't have someone just interpreting something. What about a law? You're like, I interpreted the law. Well, yeah.
I mean, you can't do it with the law.
Why not? But we can do it with the book of God? That's crazy. That's crazy.
I mean, yeah.
Because that's why it's, every time I try to watch, because I try to watch a lot of things about, because now, because I'm getting old. I told you, like, oh, blasphemy, it's the worst sin you could possibly, but, because everything that we, that's a crazy thing. That's a crazy thing that the Almighty, like, your worst thing is that we, like, question your motives and your the way you go about things, or that we just outright don't think that maybe you're this fantastical thing that loves all. And but no, it's the devil. You know, the devil made you. Like, why are bad people? It's the devil. It's not the free will that I gave you, because they always like to throw that in the air too. It's like, it's free will's good when you picked something, like, you know, good.
Right.
When you do something bad, nah, it's not that free will shit. It's fucking the devil. So do we fucking have it or not? Because even when Eve decided to actually use free will, like, it's not free will if you just do what you're told to do and never skew from it. That's not free will.
Correct.
That's not. And that's what the problem was. You know? I gave you free will, but how dare you use it? Oh, you got talked into something? It's like, because maybe, you know, whatever this, it was telling her. You know, you got free will. It's like he talked about it all the fucking time before he kicked me the fuck out, you know? And do you ever get to, like, use it? When have you ever made a decision for yourself? Oh, never. Well, don't you think that's a little bit of a problem? That's why I didn't go to Adam. Adam was a pussy. Adam was a straight-up pussy. He couldn't even fathom the idea that people would even question, let alone go against the word. And then somehow, he also ate it. This is crazy. Because that's what the serpent told her. Hey, you can't do it by yourself. You gotta go get Adam to do it too. I don't want you to have the wrath by yourself. That's how he convinced her. He's like, you can't, you know, I don't want you. And Adam, like, maybe that's the Adam's apple, right? He, like, went halfway down. He knew the mistake.
Maybe.
You know? You don't have Adam's apple. Because she was like, oh, I don't think this is a mistake. And Adam was like, oh, no, what did I just do? Want to know why he thought that? Because it was the tree of knowledge. And now he could think for the first time. And he was like, oh, no. Like, he wasn't thinking before. He never was thinking. He was just living ignorant bliss. Well, I don't know. But some people say that was a devil. Some people were like, oh, the devil was a serpent. He did it. Why don't, maybe it was God. Maybe he was, it wasn't doing it for him anymore to just have him listen to him. It wasn't fun anymore. He was like, let's see if they'll really do what I say. And then he, you know, did what he had to do. And he was wrong. He's wrong. But of course Eve would do it. She was made from, she wasn't made like Adam was made. You took something from Adam, listen, you know, to make Eve. That's why the first woman ever was not around, because she was like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? Just to be wiped. Now she's the demon queen. You know? Says who? Says fucking who? The guy that said she was? There's no alternate part of the story where they're like, hey, I got questions. Right? There's no like, hey, this is what the devil said.
Because they don't want you to ask questions.
Well, that's a problem. But yeah. I'm just saying, you keep, if there's only one book and it's from the like, you can't, it's unreliable, right? You need the alternate side of it to be like, the questioning of like the story or like the, like if you just tell me something, that's why you can't just use witness testimony really in courts. They're like, we need something else. Because your side, especially if it's the side that wants to see the fucker go down, right? You want to make a guy look terrible. You don't ever put anyone on the stand that is going to make him look good. You get someone to tell a story about everything bad he ever did, right?
Right.
Or how it was perceived to you. You can't have that. You need someone else to be like, no, what? I was there that night. He didn't. Because you need both sides of the story. We don't have both sides of the story. But, see, I can't even be recovered. That's the story about blasphemy too. I can't. No, I can't. There is no, because this is how ridiculous it gets too. He's all about forgiveness, but he will never forgive you for that. Well, then he's not all about forgiveness, is he? Like, he can't forgive me for not believing in him for I don't know how long. Who gives a fuck how long? But I can murder someone and like, oh, hey, forgiveness. We're all about forgiveness up here. You know what I mean? That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Like, that's fucking insane. But, I mean, one day I'll meet my maker. Maybe I won't. Maybe I'll just go in the dirt and never fucking meet anybody. You know? But maybe I'll meet Enki. These are crazy people. But I'll end on this. So even our government, though, believes that some of this shit could be a possibility and real. I told you about how when we invaded Iraq, these German archaeologists thought they found the tomb of Gilgamesh. And now that makes complete sense when they were talking about weapons of mass destruction.
Right.
That maybe this is it. Maybe this tomb is it. Maybe there was something in it that, you know, they discovered and we declared war and took the whole fucking site over.
I mean, I want to be too far if the government knows something.
Well, but that's a crazy thing. But then there was documents. There were emails being sent between government agents that we're talking about. We have to find the tomb. We have to find where the Nephilim are buried. Like, this is crazy. This is the government talking to each other about wild things that most people believe are made up fantasy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
What are they doing? I don't know. But our government, you know what I mean? I told you, that's why Saddam, you know, I thought it was weird. Why'd we go to Iraq? But now we know. Maybe, I don't know. But they did lie about them weapons of mass destruction. They outright admitted it. That's fucking crazy. Isn't that nuts? They told us that Saddam was enriching uranium, yellow cake, he's gonna make a nuke. So we went to Iraq. And then all of a sudden, they're like, we never had real proof. They showed us pictures. What were these pictures of? You guys just made up pictures. And now we don't believe that the government could be involved in, like, you know,
right.
crazier shit.
Yeah.
And this is after 9/11. So you guys already have that hanging over your heads. And now you want to fucking, like, just blatantly lie to us. And now we're the cuckoo birds. Don't come kill me. We haven't heard from that psycho dickhead, whatever the Scientologist name is, David Miscavige, remember? I was talking about that guy. Those Scientologists, they love to code. They just go after anybody. Says a lot about you. Like, that you're, how comfortable are you with your Xanadu? Is it Xanadu? Or is that a song?
I have no idea.
They believe in Xanadu. Xanadu that ass! I'm done. I'll end it there. You know, it's crazy that we can only go 40-some minutes now, because I've even looked at the old ones, and they're like 59. What? Uh-oh.
Love.
Oh, my God. Are they coming? Oh, my God. Shouldn't say that.
But it is, yeah. I don't know what's going on. Why it does that now?
Yo, fuck it. That's really stupid. But I don't want to. Fuck, hit the button. Sorry, like, I just went on a rambling tangent there, but you guys got
like
the point.
Like usual, we'll be back.
You got the fucking hint.
Bye.